可以再一次一同来寻求主的旨意。
Thank the Lord that once again we can come together to seek His will.
在我们读圣经之前，我们先有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers before we read the scripture.
主，我们赞美你，你实在是爱我们。
Lord, we praise you for you truly love us.
我们赞美你，你救我们的拯救，实在是用我们一生都没有办法把它真是把它的丰富能够透我能够全面性的能够讲清楚。
Lord, we praise you, the salvation you've saved us. Even we use our entire life, we can never describe so clearly each aspect.
但是你实在是要教我们，在你给我们的日子的机会，能够把握你给我们的时间，把握你给我们的机会，来跟随坐在宝座的主。
But truly, you would like to teach us that while in the time you have given us, we can take hold of the time up and the opportunity to follow the Lord who's on the throne.
愿你，真是把我们带到你的宝座前。
We do pray that you bring us before your throne.
让你天上的宝座，对我们在这地上生活的人，不再觉得是空幻的，不再觉得是遥远的。
So your heavenly throne to us who live upon the earth is no longer abstract or far away.
我们来到你面前，确实需要你的宝血。
As we come before you, we truly need your precious blood.
求你为你的教会，为我们，用宝血洁净遮盖一切。
We do pray you cleanse each one of us and your church by your precious blood and cover us.
我们也求你为你的教会，为我们穿上全副的军装。
And put on the form of God for your church and for us.
我们所遇到的环境，我们所遭遇的情况，常常是超过我们所能明白、所能想象的。
For the circumstances we encounter is often surpassed what we can understand or imagine.
救主，你，照着你的信实，照着你的呼召，照着你的得胜，成全你的教会。
May you perfect your church according to your faithfulness, according to your calling.
求你向你的教会、向众圣徒说话。
Speak to your church and all the saints.
我们说的、翻译的、听的，都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen without any other reliance, we wait before you.
我们求你圣灵充满我们整个聚集，无论主啊，我们在哪里？但是主啊，你实在是无限量的圣灵充满我们。
Do pray that your Holy Spirit fills our entire gathering, whether no matter where we are, but may the unlimited of your Holy Spirit fills us.
圣灵也把主啊你宝座前的话不但带出来，也送到每一颗主啊每一颗心里面。
May the Holy Spirit bring out the words from your throne and also sing into each heart.
主啊，你亲手真是触摸每一颗心，主啊，你亲自向每一位说话。
May your hand touch upon each heart and speak to each one of us.
我们说的、翻译的、听的，都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and those who hear, wait before you.
主啊，预备我们能够，真是预备好，等候，催促你自己的再来。
Help us to be ready so we can wait and hasten your return.
预备我们能够认识，也能够答应你在宝座前的呼召。
Help us to be prepared so we can understand and also and respond to your calling from the throne.
在人不能，在你凡事都能。
That in man is impossible, but with you everything is possible.
求你使用这一点的时间，使用我们这些微小的器皿。
Do use such little time we have and use us vessels who are so limited.
谢谢我们宝贵的主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, our precious Lord, pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
第一处在以弗所书第六章，我们从第十节读到二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6, start from verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主 依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lord of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And shut your feet with the preparation of the God tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the seal of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音做了戴锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，在这段时间，这段话里面。有些话我要提醒一下。
So I would like to have some reminder in those verses.
我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things to stand.
我想这里提到这个征战，按照我们天然人，我们都会逃避，我们也都不想多看或者不想多知道这些事情。
We here talks about the warfare that according to our natural man that we would try to avoid it or even try not to understand it.
但是这是我们蒙恩得救，这个蒙恩得救的圣徒，一蒙恩得救就遇到的这个就是遇到这样的一个实际的一个情况。
But those are the things that as soon as we are saved by grace, then we will face those reality.
因为我们的主救我们，他是经过征战之后，以他的得胜把我们救出来的。
For our Lord saved us, that it's after all the warfares that by his victory he saved us.
但是我们蒙恩得救之后，并没有马上被提到这个天上去，能马上进入新耶路撒冷，我们还在这个充满了罪恶、充满了仇敌、黑暗势力所控制，或者所影响，或者说在那里 工作的一个环境。
But after we are saved by grace, we did not immediately get taken up to heaven to the New Jerusalem, but we are still under this environment and all those power of darkness controlled by the enemy.
所以这里告诉我们要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Therefore, here tells us that we have to take the panoply of God.
这不是只是一个意识形态，这是需要在灵里面去，就是说你向着主，从主那里接受下来，能够得着主的带领，对，就是也得着主的保护，来让主的得胜，来胜过恶者一切有形无形能看见不能看见的各种诡计。
This is not only a concept, but this is something we have to receive from the Lord and to receive His protection, and therefore we can overcome whether visible or invisible all the evil schemes of the enemy.
这里有讲到说，这里有讲到现在的日子是叫做磨难的日子，或者说是一个邪恶的日子。
As here talks about the day nowadays is the evil day.
所以不管这个蒙恩得救的人，你愿意不愿意，你都面对了仇敌的环境，所以你需要在全副的军装，在主的引导底下，能够抵挡仇敌。
So regardless of the one who saved by grace, willing or not willing, but you have to take up the full panoply of God to, in such evil day, able to stand against the devil.
如他这个创造我们，创造万物是有旨意的，是按照他的旨意创造的。
For the Lord created us, and all things according to His will.
那主把我们救赎回来，也是要让他创造他起初在创世以前所立定的旨意能够成就。
And the Lord redeemed us back is in order for the will even before the foundation of the world to be fulfilled.
所以在这样的一个邪恶的日子，在这样的一个困难，或者是我们甚至领会很有限的这样的环境中，神的旨意，神的工作仍然还是需要继续的能够到达他完成彻底完成的那个地步。
So even in such evil day, even though we have very limited understanding, but God's will still fulfill to the point that He would like to be fulfilled.
所以他说成就了一切，并且还站立得住。
Therefore, here says having accomplished all things to stand.
那这个全副军装里面有很多东西。那我们今天看的部分就是十五节说，福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And there are so many things included in this full panoply of God. And today we will look at verse 15 and shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
所以圣徒如果是与主同工传福音，是把神的平安，把基督的平安带给那个被传的对象。
So for the saints to co-work together with God to share the glad tidings, that is to bring the peace of Christ, the peace of God to the ones who receive the glad tidings.
而且做这样的，接受这样的托付，或者做这样侍奉的人，他所走的路应该是平安的路。
And those who receive the burden, the way they walk should be the way of peace.
那要亲自进入这个实际，需要多少祷告，只有圣灵才能够教我们。
And how much prayer we need in order to enter into such reality can only be taught by the Holy Spirit.
而且实在是需要随时的多方的祷告祈求。
And truly needs to be praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication.
而且这个就是不会落在沉睡的光景，也不会被任何叫我们沮丧的这个情况中落在沮丧而不会而不愿意祷告的状态。
And watching onto this very thing, that is, we do not fall into such downcast condition, or when we fall into such condition, we do not know how to pray.
好，那我们再看下一段圣经。
Let's look at next place of scripture.
在马太福音第十章十三节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 13.
这是主差门徒出去所说的话的其中一点。
So that's one of the points when our Lord sent the disciples, what he said.
那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家。若不配得，你们人归你们。
And if the house indeed be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you.
所以圣徒把平安带给被传的，或者是把平安的福音，把平安带到这个被传的对象，但是对方能不能得到，看他配不配。
So when the saints bring the gospel of peace to those being preached, so whether they can receive it depends on if they are worthy or not.
那在路加福音也有类似的话。
There are similar verses in the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第十章第六节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 6.
那里若有当得平安的人，这话骨里面说，原文说平安之子，你们所求的平安就被临到那家，不然就归于你们了。
And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. But if not, it shall turn to you again.
所以这个如果有配得平安的他就会得到平安。
So for anyone who's worthy to receive it, then they will receive peace.
所以我们应该是做一个平安的人，把平安带到那个主把我们差派到的任何地方，那不但是出去传福音，就是在教会里面，我们应当是那位真是主的平安传递下来，主的平安正经过我们带给教会平安的那个宝贵的器皿。
So if we should be the son of peace that bring peace to the places the Lord has sent us to, not only preach the glad tidings, but also within the church, we should bring out the peace of God to the places.
如果我们出去传平安的福音，但是我们在教会里面却没有平安，我没有真正能够为主就做见证的那个时机。
If we go to preach the gospel of peace, but then within church we don't have peace, then there's no such reality of peace.
所以教会先有平安的实际，出去传福音，能够把人带到平安里面，能够把人带到在主喜悦的那个平安的里面，这个才有能力做这件事情。
So it's only when the church first have peace, then there's the ability to preach the peace of the glad tidings of peace to those who the Lord sent us to.
那我们稍微要注意一下平安这个字到底什么意思。
So we have to pay attention to what exactly does peace mean.
平安这个字呢，如果讲到国家和国家之间的话，那它就是没有这些因为战争或者因为所产生的破坏或者所产生的这些的搅扰。
So when peace is in relates to the different nations, then that means that there is this in a state of national tranquility, and also it's being exempt from the rage and all the war.
那平安如果讲在人和人之间的话，它应该是和谐的，是因为一致的。
And when talk about peace between individuals, it should be harmonized and in the same accord.
那平安它有它的特性是带来安全的。
And the special characteristics about peace is it brings in security.
所以为什么我们讲说妥协不是平安？
That's why we say to compromise does not mean peace.
因为虽然是妥协，但是里面还是翻江倒海，是非常的这个是非常的这个没有安全感。怎么没声音？
苏定秋可以听见你，好像 Tina。
Sorry, I got disconnected. Sorry.
好，所以
okay.
真正的平安是有安全的。
So the true peace has security.
啊，所以真正的平安呢，不但有安全，真正的平安也把我们带进到繁荣的。
So the true peace not only gives us security, but also it brings us into prosperity. So the peace also brings us into the blessing of God.
那在这个罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Book of Romans chapter 3 tells us.
他说呢，这个就是说就是我们以前都是在这样的情形底下，就是说路未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
We were all under such condition is that the way of peace they know they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes.
我读这句话，这句话呢，对我自己是一个非常强烈的震撼。
It has such great impact to me when I read this verse.
因为呢，我们知道我们在也许在没有信主的或也许不会跟随主的时候，我们以为出于我们的好意或者出于我们的聪明智慧是会叫人很舒服的。
Before we know the Lord or even we know how to follow the Lord, we thought that something out from our goodwill, we can make other people get better.
但是事实上平安的路我们从来就不知道。
Actually, in fact, we have never known the way of peace.
就是我们蒙恩得救了，如果我们跟着我们活在这个平安的主的里面的这个实际经历不够深不够透，其实我们还是不知道什么是平安的路。
Even after we are saved by grace, if our experience with this Lord of peace is not deep and is not enough, we still do not know what is the way of peace.
所以我们许多很多的很多的互动或很多的作为常常都是按照那个天然人就是旧人来互动的，所以他可能有很多在人看为是好的，但是他不能真正带来平安。
So many of our interactions is based on our old man, so our natural man, so therefore even if there are many thingsThat seems good, however, still cannot bring about peace.
就我自己这个亲身的经历，像我蒙恩得救之后，一段时间非常喜欢去买书来看书。
From my own experience, after I was saved by grace, there have been a period of time I really love to purchase books to read.
那在台北有一个书房叫校园书房。
So, in Taipei, there's this called bookstore called Campus Bookstore.
然后呢，你去买东西后，他第一句话，那收银台的弟兄姊妹，他第一句话就讲说平安。
When we go to purchase books, the brothers sisters at the cashier, the first thing they tell us is peace.
我承认了，我很长一段时间不懂什么叫平安。
I confess that for a very long time, I did not understand what peace means.
那在收银台的弟兄姊妹，跟我讲平安的时候，我不是觉得我平安了，我觉得我全身发毛啊。
So actually, when the brothers, sisters, cashier, as they told me peace, I did not feel peaceful. I actually, I had goosebumps.
这个就是怎么样说呢？就是我不知道啊，我不懂什么叫平安。虽然我得救了，但是我不知道他所讲的东西。
So although I was saved, but I did not understand what peace is, so I could not understand what they mean.
这个就是说我们呢不但要认识平安，我们要把平安带给人，那我们这真正成为那个平安，把神的平安带到所到的地方的那个器皿。
So not only that we have to have peace, but also we need to bring peace to others. Therefore, we have to bring the peace of Christ. We have to become the vessel that can bring the peace of Christ to others.
所以我们就需要主帮助我们，真正认识平安，而且真是能够穿上平安，我们要穿上那个福音，就是我们平安福音的鞋。
So we need the Lord to help us. Not only we have to understand what peace is, but we have to shed our feet with the preparation of the gospel peace to walk the way of peace.
Yeah, 那, 我想今天第一部分我们要交通的就是圣徒在平安的路上所经历的。
So the first part, we would like to share that what the saints experience on the way of peace.
那在这个平安的路上所经历的呢，就是叫我们第一个就是我们是有那个得救的确据，能够显出得救的那样的光景出来。So
the first part that what we experience on the way of peace is that we have the assurance of salvation and we can reveal such condition.
罗马书第八章是告诉我们在平安里面。
Book of Romans chapter 8 is to tell us there are many experiences within peace.
所以如果我们是进入到这个平安，那也就什么样说，我们是在基督里，而且是不再被定罪了。When
we truly enter into a reality of peace, then now there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
有的时候我们常常是活在 被定罪的那个光景底下。
Very often we live under the condition of being condemned.
所以我们要问一个问题， 还有没有一个罪？ 我如果到神面前去， 到主的面前去， 是被定罪的。
So we have to ask ourselves the question that if there is still some issue or sin that still bothers me, so when I come before the Lord, I'm being condemned.
我们今天可以故意忽略，但是我们见主的时候，主不会放过我们的忽略的。Today
we can try to neglect it, but however, when we meet the Lord, when we see the Lord, then He will not let us go.
那另外一个问题就是，我今天是不是罪和死的律底下的控制呢？
So another question is that, am I still under the control of the law of sin and death?
这个是说我是不是真的从主那里得着的释放了？
Am I truly being set free in Jesus Christ?
也说生命圣灵的律在我身上是实在的呢，还是只是一句没有经历过？ 或者没有，我在我身上没有实际的一句话。
Is the law of spirit and life is a reality in me or it's not a reality?
我们很容易讲说我们顺服圣灵，或者我们被圣灵充满，但是我们讲的主是不是这样的认定我们是已经走在生命的圣灵的律那里的实际呢？
We can very easily say that we follow after the Spirit or we are being filled by the Holy Spirit. But however, does the Lord also think that we have the reality to be in the law of the Spirit and of life?
因为这个问题是牵涉到我们的灵跟魂有没有分开。我们是从灵圣灵在我们里面做工，使得我们真正的走在生命圣灵的律底下，还是我们
For it has to do with whether our spirit and soul is being divided and whether we are truly walking the law of the spirit of life or we are not.
所以这里面就牵涉到就是说这个称义的实际是我做出来的呢，还是圣灵把我带到那个实际里面。
So it has to do with the justification, the reality of justification, whether such righteousness, if I walk in its reality or I just try to do it.
这是一个很重大的功课，可能我们这个已经学会了，但也可能我们还没学会。
It is a very big lesson. It might be that we'll really learn well, or maybe not.
当我们读圣经，我们看见主的话说，这个这样或者是那样，那我们呢，就用我们的力量，用我们人为的方法，然后我们就觉得我们达到了。
When we read the Bible, we see the Lord say this or that way, and we use our own human effort to try to do it, and we thought we have already fulfilled it.
但是这里讲到就是说，这个律法的义的达到，是因为你根据圣灵，是因为圣灵在你身上把你带到那一个神所看为称义的，神所看为义的实际。
The fulfillment of the righteous requirement of the law is because we walk after the Spirit, and that we can fulfill the reality of being justified in God's eyes.
所以这个叫我们这个看我们的得救是有把握的，能确定的。
So for this, when we see our salvation, we have assurance.
那我们是不是走生命和平安的路？
And the second aspect is whether do we walk the way of life and peace?
生命跟平安的路呢，它的关键是在于呢，就是说我们碰到事情的时候是根据，这里讲说是随从肉体，是根据肉体，说根据人的，或者是根据圣灵的。
So to walk the way of life and peace, the critical point is that when we face some issues, whether we are according to flesh or according to the spirit.
这个情形我们也是很容易活在假象里面。
And in such situation, we often live in such falsehood.
我们有时候或者我们不懂得什么叫做跟随肉体或跟随圣灵，所以我们就混淆在一起。
When we do not understand what it means to walk according to the flesh or walk according to the spirit, therefore we mix them up.
如果是一个走平安的路的人，他一定是他的灵在受圣灵很准确或者很有把握的带领，所以使得他的这个行事为人，他的生活是根据圣灵，源头是圣灵。
So for the one who walks the way of peace, his spirit is able to be very accurately led by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, his deeds and action can be according to the Spirit.
那圣灵既然在我们的灵里面做工，圣灵也在我们的魂里面给我们不断的更新。
Since the Holy Spirit works in our spirit, and also the Holy Spirit renews our soul.
所以这里就告诉我们说，如果我是根据肉体的，我的思想就一直在肉体方面，就是世界肉体啊这些有关系的这方面，一直在思念那些东西。
So if we are according to the flesh, then our mind keeps thinking of the things of the flesh.
那如果是我们是我们的灵是受圣灵的引导，那圣灵就一直把我们引到那个思念基督、思念圣灵的事情。
And if our spirit is being led by the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us to mind the things of Christ and of the Spirit.
那这个思念圣灵呢，就会把我们带到那个基督的心思在我们身上成为我们的心思的这个实际。
And to mind the things of the Spirit will guide us to enter into a reality, the mind of Christ become ours.
带到可以让神喜悦的那个方向和那个时机。
So here will guide us to enter into the reality and direction which can be pleased by God.
那第三个方面就是我们如果是走生命，如果是走这个平安的路的，我们要问就是说，我们是不是被圣灵做工到一个地步， 能够被圣，成为一个能够被圣灵引导的人。
And the third point is that if we truly walk the way of peace, we have to ask whether we are being worked by the Holy Spirit to such a point we can truly be led by the Holy Spirit.
那也就是说，您住在我们里面是很明显的，在我的为人，在我的生活上，圣灵是常常在那里引导或者干预的。
That is, the Holy Spirit works in me is so obvious to the point that in my daily life and deeds that the Holy Spirit will intervene and guide in my life.
心里面灵还蛮有生命，在那个新造的生命，那个主赐给的那个生命，所以这个在我们里面是很有活动的。
So that in my spirit, then it will be full of the life from the Lord, and also it's active.
啊，这个活动呢，就让我们就说一直在更新变化，然后呢，让我们对于基督的认识不再是停留在圣经的字面上的认识，而是在这个圣灵的启示和圣灵的引导中呢，那个神借着圣灵呢，把我们带入那个基督意义的那个实际的经历里面去。
So that such action and movement of the Holy Spirit within me that it keeps help me to be renewed and conformed so that my understanding is no longer just based on the words in the Bible, but it can truly guide me to enter into reality of the life of Christ.
而且实际上在我们生活上的经历就是，我喜欢做那些原来喜欢或者原来一直就是有些犯罪就是罪的那些老旧的习惯的，他就圣灵把他治死了，然后呢把我们带到。
And the reality that works in me is that originally I enjoy to do those sinful habits. However, the Holy Spirit put those to death.And we can be alive and live unto the Lord.
对，特别是我们就是说非常习惯性做的，你知道，我们也就是觉得那个就是我们很正常的，但是圣灵把他致死，而且呢，圣灵叫他停下来，圣灵呢把我们带到那个新造的生命、新造的生活底下，能够让天上的宝座的主能够悦纳的那样的生活和行为。
Those are actually our habits that we are so used to do. However, the Holy Spirit put those to death and put to death the deeds of our body so that we can to enter into the newly created life that's been pleased by the throne.
所以这里就是要把我们，主要把我们做到一个地步，我们从灵里面或者心里面到魂，就是心思、情感、意志，到我们的身体都能够被圣灵引导。
So the Holy Spirit will work upon us to such a point, both our spirit, soul, which is our mind, emotion, and will, can be truly guided by the Holy Spirit.
那这里面呢，都是在那个生命平安的那个律，或生命平安的那个实际里面去经历的。
So all those can be experienced within the reality of the law of spirit and life, which is the life and peace.
我们这个人是很脆弱的，所以我们可能有一个什么环境或什么问题发生之后，我们就已经离开了那个平安的路。
We are very fragile, therefore, whenever the circumstances or issue comes, then we already deviate from the way of peace.
但是主要把我们做到一个地步呢，我们是一直圣灵，我们是圣灵住在我们里面，所以我们一直是跟这个圣灵住在我们这个平安的引导，一直跟着往前走。
And the Lord would like to work upon us to such a point, since the Holy Spirit dwells in us, so therefore we always follow the way of peace according to the Holy Spirit.
那这里呢，成为一个能够被圣灵引导的，那这个引导呢，当然是我们能够在平安中被引导，然后呢，我们也是能够成为把平安带给或者带来到我们所到的环境、所到的 接触的对象的一个合适的器皿。
For us, we are being led by the Spirit, and therefore we can also become the vessel that can bring about peace to those who encounter us.
所以这个圣徒每一个人可能要经历到的第四个方面，就是在平安的路上，你要成为一个能够为神做见证，或者圣灵在你里面做见证的那个器皿。
So the fourth point the saints will experience is that on the way of peace, we can become the testimony for God about this peace.
所以这就是说我们呢，这个圣灵在我们里面的那个工作，或者那个在我们身上的那个带领呢，我们是有把握的。
So the work of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon us, that we are confident with assurance.
那这个把握不是就是说不是去怎么样说向别人夸口的，而是我们这个把握呢，可以如果我们到了主面前，到了神面前，是神可以印证这个把握的。
For such assurance is not that we boast to others, however, it's that when we come before the Lord, then God himself is able to testify this.
有时候我们会遇到一个情形，我们自认为有把握，我们向人夸这样的夸口，说圣灵这样怎么这样的做，怎么样带我，怎么样，但是呢，我们呢在神面前却所印证这个实际。
Sometimes that we boast about how the Lord leads us such and such way. However, when we come before the Lord actually does not testify such reality.
所以这个把握呢，也就是说，基督的生命性情从我们身上是更实际的，在主量给我们的环境中能够活出来。
For such assurance is that we can live out the nature and character of Christ.Under the circumstances the Lord has measured to us.
对这个活出来呢，是显明我们是与基督同作后嗣的，是能够承受产业的。
For such reality is that to reveal that we can be the heirs of God.
这个把握呢，是使得我们可以与基督一同受苦的。
For such assurance is that we can suffer together with Christ.
我们实在是遇到有些的情况就是说是说是圣灵，就是有一种瑕疵的态度，或者瑕疵的灵要瑕疵那个其他的圣徒呢，没有这样受圣灵引导的，这个呢这就不是那个状况。
For sometimes we say that we are being led by the Holy Spirit, however we try to make others be in the bondageto do the same as us, and therefore it's not such condition.
我们知道旧约的先知是有很好的这些经历上的给我们的榜样。
There are some good examples from the Old Testament prophets in their experience.
旧约的先知他们里面有基督的灵。
Old Testament prophets within them have the Spirit of Christ.
譬如说在这个以色列最黑暗的时候，那个时候有这个亚哈王和耶洗别的时候。
Such as in the darkest time of Israel, there's the King Ahab and also Jezebel.
去跟亚兰王打仗。
When King Ahab was going to fight with King Aram, Aramean king.
那他就找了他所信任的先知四百个来跟他讲说该不该去打仗。
So he asked the 400 prophets whom he trusted to ask them whether he should fight with the king of Aram.
但是呢，那四百个先知呢，为了去打，一定是赢的，一定是得胜的。
And those 400 prophets, in order to find favor of King Ahab, so they told him that you can go fight, you will win.
但是当他在做这个决定的时候，犹大王约沙法正好在他旁边。
And he was making such decision, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, was right next to him.
那这个约沙法说，你不是还有一个先知吗？为什么不叫他来呢？
King Jehoshaphat told King Ahab say that, don't you, isn't there another prophet? Why don't you ask him?
那亚哈说, 不要他了, 他都是讲坏话, 他不是讲好话,
And King Ahab says that, I don't want to listen to him as he say bad things.
但是约沙法还是建议他去问一问那个先知米该亚。
And King Jehoshaphat still suggests him to ask the prophet Micaiah.
那先知就把话传来了，就说，就是说预言，就会死在战场上。
And Prophet Micaiah sent the words that this time King Ahab went for battle, then he would die on the battlefield.
这个亚哈当然很生气的，就把他关起来，而且苦待他。And
Ahab was so angry, so he jailed him and also did not treat him well.
所以呢，苦了。但是呢，亚哈呢，的确那次去打仗，他就被杀了。So
the prophet did suffer. However, King Ahab went for the battle and he got killed.
所以有圣灵的引导，那个在我们里面，这个引导不是叫我们去辖制人的。So
with the leading of the Holy Spirit within us, this guidance is not ask us to make others listen to us.
所以这个是他是呢，当他把神的心意传递出来的时候。 如果这个神的儿女接受了，那神的儿女就一同受神的引导。So
when he preached out the heart of God, when the children of God accepted, then together they can receive the guidance from God.
神的心意准确的、清楚的，照着神、照着圣灵所说的释放出来的，但是不被接受。
However, if he very accurately send out the words of God, the will of God, however, not being accepted.
那他呢，不会辖制人，他不像那个自认为说自己是的，在那里辖制人。He
will not make bondage of others. He will not be like someone who say that they are to try to make others listen.
就像主耶稣他在地上，他所行的没有一样是不好的。
Just when, like when our Lord Jesus Christ was on the earth, there was nothing he did was not good. However, he was being crucified on the cross.
所以这里说怎么样说，就是有圣，成为一个能够被圣灵引导的这个人呢，他能够见证他的生活，他的生命是能够与基督同作后世的。
So therefore, for someone is able to be led by the Holy Spirit, he can testify his life and deeds can be joint heir with the Christ joint heirs.
那他的侍奉,他的服侍,他服侍神,是能够像基督一样与基督一同受苦的。
And his service, his ministry of God, that he's able to be just like being like Christ, can suffer together with him.
他的荣耀不在今天。 主再来的时候，是站立在主的面前，主亲自把荣耀加给他。His
glory is not of today, but his glory is when he stands before the Lord. The Lord himself will give him the glory.
所以他是一个能够见证基督的那个见证的器皿。So
he is the vessel that he can testify Christ.
那这个见证是在平安中带出来的。
And this kind of testimony is being brought out in peace.
你知道我们常常就是，只要我们有一个我们觉得好的不了不得了的事情，我们就巴不得用强迫的方式，用人为的方式，用各种我们以为这个非这样做的方式去把它执行出来。Very
often, whenever we thought there's something very good, then we do use all of our forces or do our all everything we can try to execute it.
它不是在平安中进行这件事情。And
but that is not being done in peace.
这反而是叫我们知道, 我们真的是在一个邪恶的日子底下。
And that furthermore showed us so clearly we are truly in the evil day.
但是这个是要做什么？
But what is it for the saints to experience this?
罗马书第八章就在告诉我们，因为神要在所有的受造之物当中做恢复的工作。
Book of Romans chapter 8 further tells us that for God will do the restoration work in all the created things.
所以这个恢复的器皿就是蒙恩的圣徒，就是神的儿女。
So the vessel for restoration are those who are saved by grace, who are the children of God.
那这里这个蒙恩的圣徒身上有一个值得让这个所有受造之物羡慕的东西。
So for those the saints who are saved by grace, they are something that's been desired of by all those creatures.
这个值得羡慕的就是叫做神儿女自由的荣耀。
That something that's being desired of is the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
所以这里有一个神儿女自由，这神被释神的这些被释放的儿女，他显出而且生命出来，显出神的荣耀出来。
So the children of God being set free, so they reveal the glory of life.
那这个从哪里释放的？
So being set free from where?
我们前面看到就是罪和死亡。
So previously we already see that set free from sin and death.
所以罪和死亡是讲到那个权势、那个能力、那个控制力，罪的权柄和能力，和死亡的权柄和能力。
So we talks about this power and this power of sin and the power of death.
然后这里又讲到虚空。
And here also talk about vanity.
人没有眼睛被开启，人不知道在这世界上许多的追求都是虚空的虚空。
When our eyes are not being opened, then we do not realize all our pursuit upon the earth are vanity of vanity.
这个虚空就包括你在教会里面这一个那个追求教会的所谓的这个人以为好的东西，也可能是落在虚空底下。
This kind of vanity even include that you might pursue even in church what man thinks might be good. That might also fall under vanity.
并且这里就说不只是虚空，就是朽坏败坏的瑕疵，就是败坏瑕疵就是作为朽坏的奴隶了，从这个必朽坏的奴隶中被释放出来。
And here is not only of vanity, but also here being set free from the bondage of corruption.
而且还从什么？从一切的叹息、一切的劳苦中释放出来。
And also being set free from the groanings and the travails.
我想这个我们不需要去详细讲，因为这个我们稍微想一想就知道，我们不晓得在这样里面情况中有多少的日子。
I think we don't even need to describe, talk about in details, but if we really think about it, we will realize how long we have already been under such condition.
对圣徒，蒙恩得救的圣徒，神在他身上有一个重大的托付，这个在平安中接受来完成这件事情，就是怎么样说，与神做恢复受造万物的这个工作。
So for those saints who are saved by grace, God has such great entrustment that is together with God to do this work of restoration of creatures.
所以这个平安，所以继续走在生命和平安里面是何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
So how precious and important it is to always continue to walk in the way of life and peace.
那第六个方面就是叫我们得着能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
And the sixth part is that so we can receive and also be conformed into the image of God's Son.
我想这个弟兄姊妹都是有印象的。
I trust that brothers and sisters have impression about this.
那第七个方面呢，在罗马书第八章告诉我们是叫在平安当中使我们成为一个得胜者。
And seventh point in Book of Romans, chapter 8 tells us that we will become overcomers in peace.
那这个得胜者也就是怎么样说呢？就是他是真的活在因为主所给，因为基督所给的盼望，活在这个盼望当中。
For such overcomer is that he truly lives in the hope that's from Christ.
他期望和他等候主再来，他是带着强烈的期望，不是一个好像这个不情愿，好像一个无可奈何的那个状态。
While he waits for the Lord's return, he truly have great desire and is not under the condition of unwilling.
并且呢，他也在这个环境中的确经历各种的可以明白不能明白的各种的状况。
And under such circumstances, truly the person experience all those different situations, whether we can understand or not.
他自己不知道怎么祷告，但是圣灵会用说不出的叹息替他祷告，或者教他祷告。
Even though the person himself do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit uses all kinds of groanings which cannot be altered to intercede for the saints according to God.
那圣灵呢？也在环境上调度一切所有，真的让他经历到万事互相效力。
And the Holy Spirit arranges all kinds of circumstances so that he can truly understand all things work together for good.
这个万事互相效力呢，一面是他在万事互相效力当中，在平安中能够与主同工，能够做与神做恢复的工作。
So this.All things work together for good. On the one hand, is that in peace, he's able to co-work with God to do the work of restoration.
那在万事互相效力当中呢，这个与主同工的这个圣徒呢，他也在生命中，基督的生命，神儿子的生命，在他里面成长，使得他可以逐渐能够达到儿子的名分的实际，也就是他能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So during all things work together while he co-work with God, then the life of God also gradually grow in him, so therefore he can be conformed into the image of his son, which truly received the sonship.
而且在平安当中呢，神让他能够深深地浸在神的爱，基督的爱里面。
And in peace, then God allows him to immerse deeply in the love of God, love of Christ.
我们会看发现到，这些真正浸在神的爱里面的人，他所遇到的环境都是人不能够承受的环境。
We realize those who truly immerse in the love of God, all the circumstances he encounter are those men usually cannot bear.
你看这三十五节说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
而且如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long, we have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
But in all these things, we more than conquer through him that has loved us.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们可能常常提神的爱，我们也告诉神爱世人。
We often mentioned about the love of God, and also we tell people that God so loved the world.
但恐怕这样的环境临到我们的时候，我们老早就逃之夭夭了。
But it might be when such circumstances come upon us, we already ran away.
那不但如此，这个在平安中呢，是带来平安的侍奉。
And not only that, but in peace, it brings about the ministry of peace.
那这个平安，参与这个平安侍奉的人，他是把神国度的见证带进来的。
For those who are part of this ministry of peace, they bring in the testimony of the kingdom.
所以这里有句话说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
So here the verse says, For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，也又为人所称许。
For he that in this serves the Christ is acceptable to God and approved of man.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
So then let us pursue the things which tend to peace and the things whereby one shall build up another.
所以这里讲到是教会生活。
So here talks about the church life.
这个教会生活，所以我们真正在服侍主。当然有很多事物上服侍是很宝贵的，但是呢，这里格外强调的是，是不是能够把神的义带进来，是不是把神的平安带进来，是不是把圣灵的喜乐带进来。
So that although there are many things we have to serve Lord, but however here what's emphasized is done when we serve God, whether we can bring in the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
有没有可能因为我们服侍神的义会被混淆了？我们越来越不明白神的义了。
Could it be that when we serve, actually? We make people confused about the righteousness of God.
有没有可能因为我们的服事反而没有平安呢？
Could it be because of our service, then there's no more peace?
有没有可能因为我们的服事圣灵的喜乐完全不在我们当中？
Can it be that because of our service, then the joy in the Holy Spirit completely got lost among us?
但这里讲说神的国只在乎公义、和平、公义、平安，并圣灵中的喜乐。
And here says, for the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
而且在这几样上服侍基督的，就被神所喜悦，也被人所称许。
For he that in this serves the Christ is acceptable to God and approved of man.
所以，如果我们真是那个平安之子
，For if we are truly the Son of Peace.
我们的服事是带来神会喜悦的，而且人会经历到我们的确是把神所喜悦的东西带到圣徒当中。
Our service will become that's truly acceptable to God, and also people will experience that the peace of God is among us.
所以这里说，我们务要追求平安，和睦的事就是追求平安。
And here it says, pursue the things which tend to peace.
就是让基督的平安，神的平安充满在他的教会里面。
That is to let the peace of Christ, the peace of God, fill in his church.
而且怎么样说，处处带来是建造，不是毁坏。
And that the result of that is building up everywhere, it's not distraction.
所以下一节就说，不可因食物毁坏神的工程。
So following says, for the sake of me, do not destroy the work of God.
所以这是我们在服事上特别需要注意。
So this is something we specially need to pay attention to when we serve.
那这个呢，是带来这个国度的见证出来的。
So this brings out the testimony of the kingdom.
那另外呢，就是另外我们的服事应该把耶稣基督的见证带出来。
And also our servants to bring up out the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在十五章，罗马书十五章十三节告诉我。
Book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you shall abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里就是因为平安的服事，所以呢，就把喜乐平安带到教会当中。
So here is because of the Ministry of Peace, and therefore it bring in the hope and joy of peace into church.
而且圣灵在教会中是丰满的、丰富的、自由的，能够带有权柄的在那里运行。
And the Holy Spirit very richly and abundantly with the authority and power can move within the church.
而且圣灵能够把宝座的权柄、把基督的权柄彰显在他的教会中。
And the Holy Spirit is able to manifest the authority of throne, authority of Christ within the church.
他所带来的是圣徒向着宝座、向着主，从主那里应许所得到的盼望，是更加的肯定，是更加的积极，是更加的向往。
It brings about the even more assurance and motivation and even more desire about this hope of the throne.
有没有可能因为我们的服事失去了喜乐，失去了平安？
Can it be that because of our service, then it lost such joy and peace?
有没有因为我们的服事，圣灵在教会中不能运行了，圣灵在教会中不工作？
Can it be because of our service, the Holy Spirit no longer able to move freely amongst the church?
有没有因为我们的服事，我们对于主的话所告诉我们的盼望失望了？
Can it be because of our service, then it makes us lose hope with what the Lord told us?
有没有因为我们的服事，有没有可能我们的服事反而叫本来有心要跟随主的变成迷失的羊了？
Can it be because of our service, then it makes those who originally would like to follow the Lord but become lost sheep?
但这里说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Here says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you shall abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且他带来一个服事的结果，就是平安的神与你们同在。
And the result of the such service is that the God of peace be with you all.
所以教会应该充满了神，充满了平安，而且平安的神在教会中是处处是在各种的情况中大大的同在的。
So the church should be full of peace, and the God of peace shall be greatly be with us in every kind of aspect in church.
所以在这一章里面告诉我们，我们要学会彼此担待。
So this chapter tells us that we should bear the infirmities of each other.
我们要让弟兄姊妹，也让我们自己有好好的能够跟随主的这样的一个学习或者被建造的机会。
We have to let the brothers, sisters, and even ourselves to have the opportunity of able to follow and be built up.
因为这个担待是像基督一样，基督他不求自己的喜悦，他为了把我们带回到他的家中，带回到他的名下，带回到他的旨意中，他在我们身上不晓得做的我们多少我们不明白的担待。
For this bear is just like Christ. He also did not please himself in order to bring us back to his home, back into his will, that there is so much bearing that he has already done, which we cannot be numbered.
对主借着主基督耶稣所成就所做的工作，如果也成为圣徒从主那里接受负担也一样的服事，就把耶稣基督的见证带出来。
So through the work of Christ that has already been accomplished, if the saints also receive the entrustment and to do such the same ministry, therefore that can bring out the testimony of Christ.
对， 不但是叫我们得救，平安基督的喜乐，基督带来的盼望，基督的荣耀，一直把我们带到那个能够在荣耀中见他的那个实际。
So not only we can be saved, but also can bring in the peace, joy, hope, and glory of Christ, so we can to be able to see Him in glory.
所以担待，坚固坚固的人担待不坚固的人，这是一个非常宝贵、非常重要、非常需要的学习。
So those who are strong to bear the infirmities of the weak, which is such a precious and important learning.
这些的服事都在一个身体里面，都在教会是基督的身体， 的这样的一个实际的这样的基础底下学的。
And all those services, the ministry are under this principle of one body, the body, the church is the body of Christ.
那另外一个就是要彼此的接纳。
And also we have to accept one another.
这个彼此的接纳不是照我们自己想法的接纳，我们都是没有这样的生命能力的，我们没有这样的度量的，但这样的是因为我们得着的这个基督的平安，也在圣灵引导的平安里面，使得基督的接纳可以成为我们的接纳。
To receive one another is not what we thought, it based on our own mind. Actually, we don't have such ability nor capacity, but it's because the peace of Christ become ours, therefore we are able to receive one another.
它的结果是带来荣耀要归给神。
And the result is that glory be unto God.
我们的接纳要像基督的接纳一样，它带来的结果是荣耀归给神。
Our receiving one another has to be just as according as Christ also has received you.
如果不是如同基督的接纳，神得不着荣耀的。
If not the same as Christ also accept us, then God cannot receive glory.
那如果是这样的接纳，在教会中，在众圣徒当中是实际的，这个喜乐在教会中是丰富的。
If such receiving one another is a reality in the church, then the joy is full.
所以赞美归给神，充满了跟主的百姓一同欢乐，都变成是可以经历的事情。
So for praises unto God and also be joyful with all the children of God, that becomes something can experience.
那在平安中的侍奉的第三个方面，就是要使撒旦成为脚凳。
And the third aspect about the ministry of peace is that so the Satan will become footstool.
这个是在罗马书十六章告诉我们二十节。
Here tells us in Book of Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
他说是平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。愿我主基督耶稣基督的恩典常与你们同在。
But the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
所以主在平安中引导他的百姓。
So the Lord in peace guides his children.
所以在我们走平安的路，我们看起来好像只是在人和人当中的这样的一个情况。
So from our point of view, it might seem that to walk the way of peace is only among men.
但是主却在这样的平安中，让这个不断这个攻击神儿女平安的这个撒旦呢，能够伏在这个圣徒的脚下。
But in such peace, God actually let this Satan who keeps attack the peace of saints to be able to under his feet.
所以这里值得我们去思考。我们真的是怎样能够穿上这个平安福音的鞋。
So here really we should meditate about this, that how we should shut our fear with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
我们要问一问，我们是不是已经穿上了，已经是用平安当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
We have to ask if we have already shut our fear with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
如果是，我们应当在圣徒之间所看到的是基督的平安，神的平安充满在当中。
If yes, then what we see among the saints is the peace of Christ, the peace of God fills among the saints.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。你是平安的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are the God of peace.
你的平安，人没有办法用人的办法来制造。
Your peace cannot be created by man.
这是世界上没有的东西。
That's something does not belong to the world.
这是属于在天上宝座前的东西。
That's something belongs to the heavenly throne.
这是神 自己性情的一部分。
That's part of the God's nature.
这也是圣灵在我们身上结出果子的一部分。
And that's also part of the fruit of the Spirit upon us.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
天主，你不但向我们说话，你借着圣灵把我们带进到你喜悦的世界。
Pray that not only you speak to us, but also through the Holy Spirit guide us enter into a reality that's pleasing to you.
我们谢谢你给我们这机会，我们只有把自己奉献交托在你手中。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity. We can only consecrate ourselves unto your hands.
求你超过我们所求所想的，来成就你旨意所要成就的。
To fulfill, accomplish what you would like to accomplish of your will that's far exceeding our understanding.
愿你得到荣耀，你的教会得到建造。
May you receive the glory and your church being built up.
主啊，愿你快快的再来。
Lord, come back quickly.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.